God's voice will speak clearly. He wants us to know what He's saying and has been speaking to us since the day of our salvation. First, His voice clearly convicted us of sin and moved us to repentance and salvation through Jesus. Now, He continues to communicate with us to bring us to obedience and surrender in our daily lives. And God's voice will speak personally.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to embark on a journey of sorts, a series of podcasts for the next, 3 days or so, however long it takes. This new series is called Walking in God's Favor During Wicked Days. And yes, we can walk in God's favor even in the midst of the wickedness that surrounds us. Now, according to Genesis 6, verses 5 through 8, the ancient world was so filled with wickedness and dirt and sin and evil that God was grieved and sorry that He even made mankind. Therefore, He decided to blot out every living creature found on earth. But in the midst of all the terrible corruption on the planet, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, and was rescued from the destruction of the flood. And dear ones, our world today is also filled with terrible sin and corruption. And as Christians, you and I are called to walk as Noah did, in the favor of God. Now, the favor of God is this, it's expressed by God's approval, acceptance, support, provision, power, and joy. This is what He showed to Noah and to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Luke 1:28. And it's also what He manifested to everyone who has been saved by Jesus Christ. The favor of God was poured out on us at salvation when our sins were forgiven. And it's further displayed by the indwelling presence of His Holy Spirit, who seals us as His very own children. His favor is a fact, but it's also something we can express on a daily basis as we walk in it. After salvation, we should see the evidence of God's favor working in our conversations, in our character, our conduct, as we walk in the fullness of His Holy Spirit. Our lifestyles and habits should indicate to those around us that we have the favor of God. Instead of fretting over the circumstances in our lives, we can have confidence in His presence with us and His faithfulness in answering our prayers. Praise God. Now, one of the evidences of God's favor is His willingness to communicate with us on a personal level. And our willingness to learn to listen to Him is essential. It's essential for our obedience to His will. One of the first lessons we learned as little children was to listen to Mommy and Daddy, listen to our parents, and that's exactly what we need to do in our relationships with our Heavenly Father. Think about it. If all we do is talk to Him in prayer without listening to Him, we won't know what His will is for us. So just as you did with your parents, you're going to have to listen sometimes. Amen? It's futile for you and I to do all the talking to the being that created the entire universe, the being that knows everything, that is all-powerful, all-seeing, all-present. Maybe we should, when we pray, let's make it a dialogue and just not a monologue on our part. Amen? It took me a long time to learn that. I'm still learning that. In Psalm 32, verse 8, God makes these following promises. He says, I will instruct you. The Lord gives us insight and understanding of His word so that we will know how to live our daily lives. God also tells us, I will teach you in the way you should go. See, you and I don't know what a day holds, but God does, and He will guide us throughout our day. Thirdly, God tells us, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Think about it. Every day, we make decisions and encounter situations that challenge us because we don't know what to do. What we need is personal direction from the Lord, and He will be faithful to He'll provide it if we will but only listen. Because He loves us and wants us to obey His will, God continually gives us counsel through His Holy Spirit, who is our internal guide and director. So, as I said a few moments ago, we must learn to listen to God. This is a basic lesson for anyone who wants to live a godly life. The Lord doesn't save us and leave us to do the best we can, but desires to communicate with us if we will listen. So listening to God demands our time and attention. The Holy Spirit who directed and led the apostles is the same Spirit of God who indwells and guides you and me. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. We have been tremendously blessed, yet we often think we're just too busy to listen to Him. Our minds are so crowded with other stuff, other concerns, other junk, that we can't hear the voice of God. But there is nothing more important than heeding His voice and operating under His control. Now, to listen to the Lord, we must learn to identify His voice. God's voice will be consistent with the Scriptures, always. The Holy Spirit will never say anything in violation of God's Word. The Bible is always our standard of measure. God's voice may be in conflict with human reason. It often is. Because the Lord is infinitely wise and omniscient, His ways are higher than ours and may not seem logical to us. God's voice will clash with our fleshly desires, too. Oh, yeah. The desires of the Spirit are in opposition to those of the flesh. So says Galatians 5:17. Therefore, the inner conflict we feel when we're tempted is the Holy Spirit leading us in the opposite direction. Also, God's voice will challenge us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us to do something we feel, totally incapable of doing. God's voice calls for courage. Obedience is not always easy, but God's commands are always accompanied with His power and strength. God's voice will speak quietly. He doesn't shout, but He speaks softly through our conscience and into our minds, whispering, "This is the way. Walk in it." God's voice will speak clearly. He wants us to know what He's saying and has been speaking to us since the day of our salvation. First, His voice clearly convicted us of sin and moved us to repentance and salvation through Jesus. Now he continues to communicate with us to bring us to obedience and surrender in our daily lives. And God's voice will speak personally. Oh, dear ones, he loves and cares for us individually, and he guides us in our every situation or concern. God is always speaking, but we must listen. We won't hear his voice if we fill our lives with other things. Although we may become hard of hearing, we can never silence the Lord. However, the Spirit of God may withdraw to some degree, and as his children, we'll then find ourselves in a whole heap of trouble and under his discipline. So, how does God get our attention? Well, the Lord gets our attention through an inner restlessness. This is an inner sense of unease for which we cannot readily identify the cause. It is meant to drive us to the Lord so we can hear from him. How does God get our attention? It could be through a message from someone else. God may use another person to speak to us. However, we must be careful to consider the person's character and lifestyle in order to avoid being led astray. God gets our attention through a supernatural blessing. I mean, sometimes the Lord abundantly blesses us to remind us just how good he is. Amen. God gets our attention through unanswered prayer. So if the Lord isn't responding to our prayers, he may be in the process of humbling us so that we'll be willing to wait for his guidance. God gets our attention through disappointments. The Lord uses disappointments to get our attention so we will return to him. God also gets our attention through failure. Any failure that drives us to our knees is good. Oh, yes, it is. God also gets our attention through financial problems. The Lord wants us to turn to him with our every need. And finally, God gets our attention sometimes through sickness or injury. I'm not saying that God causes them, no. But even in the midst of sickness or injury, God just may use illness or an injury to stop us from going the wrong way and to teach us to follow him. Because, dear ones, our Heavenly Father truly does know best. Praise God. Father, I thank you today for those who have joined in and are listening to our podcast. Lord, I pray that you would touch and bless every man, woman, and young person listening to the sound of my voice. And I pray that we all would just once again recommit our lives to you, Jesus, and recommit to being totally, unequivocally surrendered to you and in obedience to your voice in our hearts and lives. Forgive us for the times of rebellion on our part, Lord. Forgive us for the times of hard-headedness, stubbornness, just sheer outright disobedience. It's sinful. And Father, we repent for that now. Wash us in the precious blood of Jesus afresh and anew today. And Father, again, we pray, thy will be done. Yes, Lord, your will be done. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, dear ones, dear ones, for listening. I don't take you for granted. I am so thankful that you listen to our podcast. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, I would ask you to please, please do prayerfully consider donating, sowing good seed into the good ground of Your Place of Grace Ministries as we travel the U.S. and hopefully soon to Kenya, Africa, to minister there as well as around the U.S. in preaching the gospel and in teaching God's word. I need your help. I really need your help to fulfill this calling on my life and ministry. So please go to yourplaceofgrace.com, click on the donate button, and sow your very best seed into our ministry. And I will send you a thank you gift in return for your generous sowing. I am so appreciative of you and of your gifts. And keep praying for us too, please. Please do. It's so important. And until we meet again, my prayer for you is, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord make His face always smiling toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love in your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast is a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.